Welcome to the Purpose Graciously Revealed podcast, where each week we delve deep into the life-changing power of triumph and share stories that ignite your passion, inspire action, and unlock a world of limitless possibilities. If you're seeking to unlock your inner strength, overcome adversity, and embrace a purpose-driven life, get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey of purpose. And now your host, a philanthropist, purpose coach, and celebrity journalist, Ibi Dabor.
Finding hope in tough times. It's a message that's been on my heart over the last few days. And just like last week's episode, today's segment is going to be truly unique. Last week, I shared a powerful prayer for your journey, and today, I want to offer words of encouragement to all of you out there facing challenging times. Remember, no matter what you are going through, you are not alone. Maintain your faith and believe that even in the darkest moments, God is with you, guiding you through this tough journey. So as we dive into today's message, I want to say thank you for joining us. I'm your host, Ibi Dabor, and I can't express enough how much joy it brings me every Tuesday to have the privilege of sharing an inspiring message with you on your journey towards uncovering your inner strength, overcoming adversity, and living a purpose-driven life. I encourage you to share this podcast because it has the potential to change someone's life. That person could be your friend, it could be your family, it could be your colleague or an acquaintance. It can change their life. I've had the privilege of being part of an incredible community, one that gathers online every Sunday for worship and inspiration. Within this community, I've observed something truly profound: the prevalence of people who are carrying heavy burdens and reaching out for support through their prayer requests. Their stories have left a place in my heart, and I can't help but think of them and lift them up in my prayer experience. It's a stark reminder that life can be incredibly challenging, and many of us are wrestling with hardships that can feel insurmountable. See, as Maya Angelou wisely said, you may encounter many defeats, but you must not be defeated. We all face moments in life when it seems like everything is falling apart. It could be the end of a relationship that you thought would last a lifetime, leaving you in a state of heartache and shattered dreams. Perhaps you've had to cope with the profound loss of a loved one or the stability of your finances. These experiences can be incredibly challenging to navigate. But I want you to know that you have the strength within you to overcome them. Just like my coach Les Brown says, there is greatness in you, and I truly believe that when you count on that greatness, you can accomplish great things. You can turn your situation around just even by shifting your mindset from the challenge to the opportunities, by faith counting on God to transform your situation. It is possible. Helen Keller once said, "Although the world is full of suffering, it is also full of the overcoming it." So for some of you, you might be fighting a tough battle against illnesses like cancer. The doctor may have given you a specific time frame, and it feels like the world is closing in. In these moments, I urge you not to give up. There is strength within you to realize that you may not even realize what's to fall. There is that strength in you once you have that will that it is possible. You may not even realize what you are able to accomplish through the storm. So allow me to share something that has profoundly inspired and uplifted me during my own challenging moments. It's a video titled "These Walls" by Jason David, available on YouTube. It's a video, I believe it was my wife Joy who shared it with me, and it just changed my life, in especially during those times that I was going through some challenging times. So in this deeply moving testimony and song, Jason courageously recounts his journey of battling cancer, enduring multiple surgeries, and hearing from doctors that he might never regain the abilities he once had. Yet today, he stands as a living testament to the extraordinary power of faith and resilience. Jason, he defied those odds and achieved what the expert considered impossible. I, too, vividly recall a period in my life when I questioned, how would I navigate the storm? At that time, my wife, Joy, who, by the way, hosts an incredible podcast called The Voice Imprints Podcast. Do check it out. But Joy was 6 months pregnant and confined to bed rest due to illness. We found ourselves in the midst of a COVID lockdown. Yes, you probably remember that very well. We were all locked down. One of the most, I would say, unprecedented times in recent history. It was new to us. And here Joy was in bed. And to make matters more challenging, I contracted the virus. I can't begin to tell you what that moment felt like when I got the result. The million things that were racing through my head. You know, not only did I have to care for Joy, who did not have COVID, by the way. She did not have COVID. She was dealing with some other illnesses as a result of the pregnancy. But I also had to care for our 2 and 3 year old children at the same time. Not only that, but I had to muster the strength to excel in my full-time job. You know, when I got the result, I was thinking to myself, one of the things that really struck me was that I lost my father when I was 3 years old. And here I had contracted COVID. And I had a 3-year-old daughter at the time. You can imagine what was going through my mind. I don't know what to say, but I was praying to God and saying, "God, you took my dad away when I was 3 years old. Please don't let me leave a 3-year-old behind." You know, and I was thinking about Joy and those times when I turn on the news and I hear about a pregnant woman lost her life as a result of COVID. You can imagine what I was going through. I can honestly say that I couldn't have done it on my own. It was the unwavering faith in God that carried me through those trying times. It was God who gave me the strength to care for the little ones. I remember I was texting Joy and I was asking her for the recipes, how to cook food for her and for the kids. I had to be a cook. Then I had to learn all the things that, you know, sometimes we take things for granted, right? Usually Joy does all the good cooking and I just do the best part. I just sit at the table and enjoy the delicious meal. But here, circumstances change. I say today, I can look back. I can say, thank you, God, because I prayed and Joy drew. She had a strong will. I totally admire her. Every single day for the rest of the remaining 3 months, even though she was confined to the bed, she had a strong will that she is going to overcome this. She is stronger. And she's going to emerge on the other side. And I can tell you that the same faith that carried Joy and myself through those times, that same faith can bring about transformation in your situation today, if you allow it. So, in times of despair, it's essential to remember that countless stories of triumphs, whether it's the stories that I have shared with you or whether it's other stories, I was so inspired in other challenging times by messages that I listened to of my coach, Les Brown, uplifted my spirit. These are testimonies to the indomitable human spirit and the unwavering faith that can carry each and every one of us through even the darkest storms. These are testimonies. And you too are on the way to having your own testimony. If you believe and not give up. If you start to shift your mindset from the problem, from the challenge, envision where you are heading, envision your future, those dreams that you have, those goals that you want to accomplish, the impact that you want to make in this world. As you start to imagine what that can look like, you focus your mindset on what is possible, you would start to see the change as you shift from focusing on your challenge that you're experiencing today. Rather, leave it to God who can move that mountain and look to the future, which is bright and beautiful. It is possible for you. You've got to believe. As Eleanor Roosevelt said, you gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which you really stop to look fear in the face. You are able to say to yourself, I live through this horror. I can take the next thing that comes along. So you have already gotten through this by faith. and you are stronger than you can ever begin to imagine. So I encourage you to seek out and embrace your faith. Stories of resilience and hope. They serve as beacons of light in our own journeys, reminding us that even in our toughest times, there is hope, there is strength, and there is a purpose waiting to be revealed. So remember, you are not alone, and your journey matters. So stay strong. Stay strong in faith. And together, we navigate through these rough times. This is your time. Count on God, who can move your mountains. Believe in yourself. And believe that by faith, it is possible. So, I thank you again for tuning in to today's episode of Purpose Graciously Revealed, where we strive to inspire and uplift you on your journey to overcome whatever challenge you're experiencing and to focus on that meaning and purpose for your life that can impact so many other people around you. And no matter what you're going through today, believe that you are an overcomer and you are great. And God is on your side. So don't give up. Keep the faith. Keep pressing on. And you will reap the reward. Until next Tuesday, stay encouraged. Believe it is possible. And you will experience your true greatness.
Thank you for joining us on this extraordinary journey of self-discovery and purpose. Subscribe to the Purpose Graciously Revealed podcast and never miss an episode. Visit www.pgrpod.com and follow us at PGRPod for more resources and inspiration. Embrace your inner strength, ignite your purpose, and become the hero of your own extraordinary story.